Yeah, well, this is what we're all going to have to learn. And there has to be an acceptance of karma. One has to recognize that karma is always accurate, even if it doesn't seem like it, even if it seems like you didn't deserve to have them do this to you or say those things. All of it is a feedback, whether it's from previous lifetimes, with those souls, or with others. But whatever happened had to happen to balance your karmic debt, credit and debt ledger, as it were. So the acceptance of this and the turning it into wisdom is the way to be free of it as something that happened in the past, so you don't live in the past anymore, and you become fully open to the present, and make sure that in the present you don't repeat having those kinds of karmic interactions with people. So free yourself from it by recognizing you don't want to be the way they were toward anyone else, and that you want to live in unconditional love, simply because that's much more joyous than being angry, and it's therefore more rational. Use your reason to say, let go of the past, live in the present, and create the highest possible destiny. But if you're attached to the past and nursing a grudge, you will not be able to move to higher levels of consciousness. So you're hurting yourself, not them. And the only way you can actually be of service to anyone, including yourself, is to give unconditional love and forgiveness. So that's my suggestion.